Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so very thankful you're listening in today, and we are talking about something that I'm pretty sure I've already talked about on this podcast, but it is resonating. It is part of the series that I'm doing, and so you know what? Maybe it's your sign that you need to start doing it. Ha! There! All right, so if you're new here, I'm so glad you're here. We talk about a lot of stuff in this podcast, and my podcast is called Hot Mess and Blessed, quite frankly, because my life is far from perfect, and I don't ever want to portray that. I don't ever want to come across as if I have that Pinterest life perfect situation going on, and so another part of it is that I'm truly blessed. And so I really want to share that because even if your life is far from perfect, you can still have a life of abundance and of blessings. And so that's what we're here to talk about. I also happen to run a multi-million dollar business. And so I've learned a lot over these past 8 years in being my own boss. So today we're going to talk about the power of the I am statements. And I love these. I freaking love these because they have changed so much in my belief in general, in my belief in myself, in my belief in my business, in my belief that I can't really make anything happen with the help of God and with my work and with my belief and faith in things. I truly believe you can make miracles happen. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, I'm going to preframe this and I'm going to let you know that I haven't always felt that way, right? In fact, I actually just put a post up on Facebook today. For those of you that don't follow me there, you should go push the follow button. I put some pretty good tips and just life stories and stuff like that over on my Facebook page. I also do on Instagram as well, but Facebook is more my jam as of late. So I put a post up just quite frankly telling you how my life was. And before I was in business, what I did a lot of the time was I complained. You know, I complained to pretty much anyone who would listen, you know, friends, family, coworkers. You know, I'd go to the bar and have drinks and talk about how I was poor, even though I'm sitting at a bar spending money. I'd talk about how I was fat, which I wasn't doing anything about. And I talk about how, you know, I didn't have things going my way in life. And so what happens is when you continually bring those topics up, is that, my friend, is exactly what starts to continue to show up in your life. So if you're complaining that you're fat, you're probably going to get fatter. If you're complaining that you're poor or that you have no money, guess what? Things are going to keep popping up in your life where you're going to need to, you know, hemorrhage money. If you talk about how crappy your relationship is and how the only type of guys you date are the people that, you know, are awful to you, then that's what's going to continue to pop up in your life. Now, this is easier said than done because I think, especially as women, we feel like we have to have a common ground when we're maybe out with a friend and she starts bitching about her life. And then so you feel like you have to reciprocate that, right? But I promise you that's not true. You don't need to do that. You don't need to feel the need to complain about things because the more you do that, the more that stuff's going to show up in your life. So instead, maybe you make a challenge for yourself and maybe you say, I'm going to do a 30 days no complaints challenge, right? And so instead of, you know, something happens that didn't go your way, and instead of making that complaint, maybe you say, okay, that was a great lesson, and I'm really glad I've learned that lesson, and now I can move on, right? Because I think a lot of the times God has this great sense of humor. That was sarcasm. Sometimes he puts these things in our life and it keeps happening over and over. A lot of the times it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And then finally we're like, God, why are you doing this to me? And he's like, Come on, woman, I'm trying to teach you a lesson. But we don't get that until it's like, oh, until it's like staring you right in the face. And so just stop talking about it, stop complaining. And then once you can master that, what I would challenge you to do is I would challenge you to start writing out what you want to come to fruition. And so I called this my wantable list in the post, and I kind of dig that, so I might run with it. But essentially, in 2017, I started writing out things that I did want to happen. I wanted to be a six-figure earner. I wanted to be at my healthiest. I wanted to have a great relationship with my fiance at the time, now husband. I wanted to have a child with a great attitude. Some you can control, some you can't, my friends. I wanted to have a Ford Explorer. I wanted to, I'm trying to think, there was like rank stuff in there. There was all sorts of stuff in there, right? And so I pulled out this list. I took a picture of it. It's on social media now. You can go check it out. And I looked, and every single one of those things happened. Every single one. And now I, of course, being in what I like to call the microwave society, right? We want it now, and we want it delivered, like Amazon. I want it next day, right? But that's not how that works at all. Surprise. Sorry. I know. This is great news and it's bad news, right? You can get the things you want, but it's not going to come the time frame you expect. You don't know how it's going to happen, right? So you just have to have, with these I am statements, with your wantable list, whatever you want to call it, you have to have faith behind it. Because you could write all of these things down, which is cool, right? But if you don't have any belief behind why you're writing them down, then it's never going to happen, right? Or it may happen, but it would be pretty surprising in my eyes because you have to have the faith behind it. And it's just like, I mean, if you have faith in God, if you believe in God, it's the same kind of faith. It's that blind faith because nobody's ever seen him, right? Nobody that's alive today, nobody has ever seen God. But we have the faith because of the stories we've heard in the Bible, because of just that blind faith that we have. And you need that if you want to achieve the things that you wrote down that you say you want to achieve. And I know some of them you look at and you say, oh my gosh, is this even realistic? Like, what? Did I really just write down become a millionaire? What? I am a millionaire? Are you sure? What? But you can do it. You can make it happen. I promise you, you can make it happen, but you got to believe. So write down the things. If it were up to me and I'd come to your house and I'd stand next to you each day when you're working at your office, when you're working at your desk, I would say, hey, did you write down your I am statements yet? But I'm not going to be able to do that because there's only one of me. But what you can do is you can turn on this podcast and you can say, oh yeah, Melissa told me I should write that stuff down. I should do that. Doesn't take long. You'll start writing out the same ones over and over. It'll take you 45 seconds. I don't know how many you have. It won't take you long at all, though. I can guarantee that because I've done it for years. It doesn't take me long. And then what's really cool is when you're like me and you write down dates sometimes, you can say, oh my gosh, 3 years ago, this month, I was writing down that I wanted to be XYZ, and look at what's happened. Now, it might not be 3 years for you, it might be 13, it might be 3 months. We don't know. We don't need to know all of that. If you truly desire it, you're going to make it happen anyway. So, what does it matter when it happens? Time isn't a real thing anyway. That's a whole nother subject that I am not smart enough to explain to you. But my friends, if you want to look up how time does not truly exist, you could probably look on the Google and it'll tell you all about it. Okay? So today's task, man, you guys get homework when you listen to my podcast. Oh my gosh. Is to write out, I don't know, maybe 20, maybe 25 wantable I am statements. Go ahead, screenshot this podcast, or better yet, take a picture of your I am statements. Because then not only do you have it on your phone, so if you're ever not home looking at your notebook, you can still yell them to yourself. Now, this is something I didn't talk about, but I truly believe it's powerful when you look at yourself and you say these. So I have mine right by my mirror. You can also, you know, be looking in your phone or whatever if you're not by a mirror. But I truly believe when you look at yourself and you say these things, I am worthy, I am loved, I am healthy, I am happy, I am making an impact in this world. When you look at yourself with conviction and you say that, oh, the game will change, my friends. So make sure you screenshot this or share that I am list. Tag me so I can see it. I want to be on this journey with you. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman with two N's. And then do me a favor, rate and review this podcast. That's the only way this message gets out is from you guys alone. So I love you. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to talk to you on the next podcast. Bye, guys.